This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 24th episode of my podcast. I've been developing software for over 18 years and developing iOS apps for over 9 years. Currently, I'm running the Dutch CocoaHeads for close to 8 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences and events you might not have heard about otherwise. In this episode, I'm going to talk about using combined futures and subjects, Xcode tips for everyone, concurrency, parsing and creating URLs in Swift, Danny's Monday morning tweet, my book launch, and the Core Data Workshop. So let's get started. It's been a nice week here. The remodeling of my house has been progressing very nicely, and the first square meters of roof tiles are back on the roof again, and it gives a general feel of how the end result will look. And I must say, it really looks great. This weekend we also switched to daylight saving time, and as usual, it's a bit of a struggle this week. So hanging in there and making sure that I adjust my sleeping schedule to the new hours of the day. What is also interesting is that I launched my book on March the 18th, and right now it's March 29th. And I must say, book sales, to my knowledge, have been quite nicely, but from other people I'm hearing that I can do much better. So I'm really looking into what I can do to improve the traction that my book is having online. Initial feedback that I'm getting is great, and I'm getting responses of people that they actually found practical application of the contents of my book. Now let's start with the articles of last week. John Sandell has released an article on using combined futures and subjects. Also of interest is that he has a discover page available on the topic of Combine, which links all the articles that he has ever written on Combine. So if you're getting into Combine and then you need some resources, have a look at the website by Swift by Sandell. Have a look at the website by John Sandell, and make sure that you visit the Discover page. So back to the article. Although Combine is mainly focused around the concept of publishers that emit sequences of events over time, it is also included a set of convenience APIs that enable us to leverage the full power of the framework without necessarily having to write completely custom publisher implementations from scratch. In this article, John goes on to display a few examples and how you can actually use a future to make sure that the handling and processing of the API that you're implementing is nicer and more in line with what you can expect from a combine-based code base. You should read this article if you want to have some practical examples of using futures and subject types in combination with Combine. So it allows you to create a Combine-powered API, and it's much simpler and easier to deal with once you have it in place. If you're looking for ways to upgrade your Xcode usage, have a look at the Xcode Tips website created by Jesse Squires. It's an overview of things you might not know about Xcode, and then especially features of Xcode that allow you to execute and use the tool more efficiently. Alex over at keen.blog describes what concurrency is, why it's important for an app, and how you can actually deal with concurrency using tools available within the iOS SDK. Alex explains a number of things by using two recent examples, and in this article he explains some aspects of concurrency that are always important to keep in mind. So as a starting point, this is a great article. Robert Pieta has a nice overview on building and parsing URLs in Swift. Creating and parsing URLs is commonly implemented in iOS and macOS applications that connect to the web. In his post, Rob presents a number of URL components and URL query item examples in Swift. You should read this article if you want to know more about URLs and what their role is and how you can actually deal with these complex data types. Now let's have a look at Donny's Monday morning tweet. Stuart Lynch has revised and updated various videos on Swift Package Manager to include the ability to add assets to the package. Tibor last week started to rebuild Feather CMS, so this week he's planning and finishing the console errors. The good news is that the new feature looks just wow. Christoph Greenberg is moving but nevertheless working on fundraising and improving a product, planning to write a blog post as well. Lucas has been getting up too early for weeks already, and the daylight savings change has fixed that for him. Dennis is playing with Core Bluetooth to get data like battery charge from his FanMove bike. Mark is continuing to work on Juno, his personal finance app. And Colin Humber is starting work on his first personal app he worked on in ages. It's still in early planning and prototyping, but he's super excited about it. And that's it for this week. I must say that doing the weekly episodes on Monday evenings is quite hard to do, and maybe I'm going to pull forward my pivoting ideas. I will make sure that I get through all my content, and I've been getting great feedback on the concepts that I've presented on the internet, and I still need to develop them a little bit, but I do think that for my sanity I have to pull them forward a little bit. So I hope to be able to present you with some changes in the near future, and that you will stick with me on my podcast journey. And I hope and I think that it'll be great in the future, and I'll make sure that I keep at it. Next Thursday, Charlie Chapman will be a guest on my special interview episode, and I look forward to seeing you listen then again. If you have any feedback, please leave me a message on Twitter at AppForce1. You can DM me as well, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.